Hey, what is up? Thanks so much for checking out the podcast. Today, Drew and I weigh in on Adam Silver's thoughts on the Golden State Warriors and the changes to the Hack-a-Shaq rule. Rudy Gobert decided he's going to the Olympics, and Drew and I kind of go crazy on that for a good long time. Plus, we take your questions coming up next. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Brian Gonzalez, joined again by the Commissioner Drew Thomas, and you're listening to another episode of All That Jazz. It is 10:43 at night on the 13th of July, but we wanted to get this done for your morning commute tomorrow, so let's get it going. The Jazz won tonight in the Las Vegas Summer League, the first round. Who did they play, Drew?
Portland Trailblazers.
Trey Lyles did not play. I believe they are probably going to shut him down for the rest of Summer League, which I think is a smart decision because he absolutely balled out in their last game.
Yeah, that was pretty. Nah.
If you haven't seen the highlights, Trey Lyles has been lighting up Summer League, and if you don't think he's about to have a big-time year for the Jazz, well, it's about time to get on the Trey Lyles train, because that one's gone pretty much. You need to be on that train already.
Yeah, that took off last year.
But there, even though it's mid-July, there's actually a decent amount to talk about. We've got a big show for you. But first, we have a slightly kind of cool announcement. We are now on iTunes. So if you search All That Jazz in the iTunes store, you can check us out. And if you would take 2 seconds of your time and give us 5 stars and rate the show, that would greatly help us out. Share with your friends. You can also check us out on Audio Boom. We're working on getting on TuneIn and any other podcatcher that I can think of. I don't know what else there is. There's also Stitcher that we need to do. But yeah, we're on iTunes, so check us out there. You can subscribe to us and leave us any comments or suggestions.
And if you don't, I'm not going to do anything, but...
You thought you were going to do something clever.
I wanted to sound tough for a second, but it didn't work out.
But there's a lot of NBA news to get to, so we're going to go straight into the full court press. Today, Adam Silver announced that the NBA has changed the Hack-a-Shaq rule, which previously was the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter and overtime, any off-the-ball foul would result in a shot and possession of the ball, a free throw and possession of the ball. They've extended that to the entire game, so every single quarter. I hate it. I think you should be able to make your free throws. Drew, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I agree. I understand that it slows down the game, and they were saying that it's hard for like the broadcasting agencies to deal with that. I mean, because I guess they see it as like unnecessary time. But in the end, I mean, it's competition, and I feel like if a team has a weakness, you should be able to exploit it. And if a team's going to exploit your weakness, then you should make it so they're not going to try because you're making it a strength. I don't know. I don't really agree with it. I mean, just make your free throws. You're in the NBA. Make your free throws, man.
You're getting paid a freaking buttload of money and you can't make your free throws? They're called free throws for a reason. They're not insanely difficult.
Yeah. I mean,
and the whole tall guys can't shoot free throws. Look at Dirk Nowitzki.
Yep, Dirk could shoot. But I mean, if you go...
I mean, Derek Favors even shoots, what, 70%? You can't foul him. I mean, I get that's not amazing, but it's not bad.
But if you go, I mean, if you go and look at the percentages, it's all big guys that have crappy percentages. I mean, our boy Rudy is one of them. He's the fourth worst. Well, last year he had the fourth worst free throw percentage.
But I mean, you look at Rudy's free throws. You say he was fourth. What's the bottom three?
You got Drummond at number
one.
Who shot
36%?
Yes, I think it was something.
Which
like
is
that.
Putrid.
And then
that
you
is
got
so terrible.
Ringing in at number two, Mr. DeAndre Jordan. And I think he was at 43, 45, around there. And then Mr. Showtime, Mr. Comedian, Dwight Howard, who was at, I think it was like 48 or something like that. I got off there, but yeah, I mean,
So
it's pretty crappy numbers.
the bottom three foul shooters in the National Basketball Association, professionals, shoot under 50% from the free throw line. That's so bad.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, if you're gonna have a guy on the court and you're worried that the team's gonna hack him and make him go shoot free throws, then you gotta pull him off. I mean, it's the same thing if a guy is ice cold and I mean, or he's not performing well, you're gonna pull him off the bench. You know what I mean? If he's, I don't know. Are you gonna set him on the bench? I feel like there's a variety of different ways to beat a team and exploit their weaknesses. Why are you going to choose one, point it out, and then regulate around it so other teams can't do it? I don't know. It just
And they're
doesn't really make
basically,
sense
it
to me.
really, it, they're essentially just protecting like those three guys. And I get teams did it to Rudy last year. And sometimes, I mean, 56%, I feel like Rudy's a better foul shooter than that. But he shot a lot of free throws, like a lot, because
Well, I
teams
mean,
tried to do that to him. But I remember specifically, I think it was the Clippers game, he made eight in a row and they couldn't do it anymore.
and I
It was,
mean,
and it was that simple.
56%, I mean, he's at least splitting them for the most part. And I mean, that's not terrible. And I
Well, no,
mean,
no. 56% is still pretty bad,
well,
but
no, but I mean, but he's at least splitting them. He's not going off and throwing up two bricks, or in like Andre Drummond's case, two air balls, you
oh
know?
my gosh.
But yeah, I don't agree with it. I can see where they're coming from. I mean, it's still in the end of the day, it's a business, and I mean, I guess they're looking out. They were talking about how fans were getting upset about how it was prolonging the game and it was ruining the flow of the game. But
Who is getting upset about that, though?
that's the game.
The majority of fans that I see are like, are with you and me. Make your freaking free throws. You get paid $20 million a year. And it's just, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it. It just seems like you're protecting a couple guys that can't shoot free throws. It is, I don't know. It is what it is. Silver also made news by saying he did not like Kevin Durant going to the Golden State Warriors. And he also mentioned that that's something that they will look to address in the next CBA. Also, I like Adam Silver as commissioner. I think he's been pretty good for the league. I don't like these last couple moves because he's essentially trying to regulate everything. Like, no, you can't go here and create this super team. I'm all about, hey, if you want to go do it, do it. You know? I don't like that attitude, but if you want to go do it, do it. Like, I don't feel like it should be regulated. I almost feel like there shouldn't be a cap. But
No, I think there should be a cap. I like the cap. And I think part of this is we're at the very beginning stage of it, and there's all this money. I feel like in 10 years from now, everything's going to even out. People are going to be getting paid within the scale from top to bottom players in the league. They're going to be getting paid within this new scale, and it's going to get to the point to where you can't have four all-stars on a team because everyone's going to be starting to get paid according
According
to
to the
what,
new, yeah.
according to the new scale.
On the new scale, yeah.
I feel like it's kind of, I mean, I don't want to say an exception, but I feel like it's just like it comes with the territory of throwing in all this money. And to be honest, I think that if you were gonna lay down a regulation, I felt like it should have been done at the last CBA or whenever this contract money came into play and they knew that it was gonna happen, or this television money came into play. I feel like they should have looked in the head in the future and said, okay, it could get to the point to where the teams that are doing really well and have awesome all-stars, they're gonna be able to bring in more all-stars. So if we should regulate this now rather than, I mean, because that sucks for the Warriors if they start regulating it when and they start implementing all these new rules when what they did didn't break any rules, they didn't cheat, they worked within the system and they worked it to their benefit. Yeah, it sucks for the league and it sucks for everyone else, But now it sucks for them because they're going to get penalized at the end of the day if they set up some kind of regulation. I felt like this should have been looked at way ahead of time and said, all right, if we're going to have to regulate this so we don't have super teams, right?
Yeah, well, the league did try to not necessarily regulate, but they tried to smooth in the TV money because the TV money, from what I understand, was agreed upon once this current CBA was already, signed and dried and all that stuff. So that was kind of out of their control, but they did try to talk to the players union and smooth the money in so it wasn't this massive jump.
Just dump, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been like, okay, you're gonna get 10 million here, 15 million the next year, or something like that.
Yeah.
They tried to ease it in, but the players union said, no, F that. So
Well, I think they
these next 2
negotiated,
years,
right? Because,
yes,
yeah.
I believe are absolutely anomalies.
Yeah.
But I'm just the kind of, I'm like, if you want to go do a super team, do a super team. I don't like it as a fan, but I don't feel like you should be handcuffed to not be able to do it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, as we've said, we don't think the Warriors are bulletproof. And in the past, the super team way, like the super team, I guess you could call strategy, I don't know, hasn't necessarily been in super successful. Yes, you had the Miami Heat with two championships, but you got to remember the Spurs probably should have beat them that one. So it's not like they were unbeatable.
Yeah, they split that championship
Yeah, they went 2-2 in
round, yeah,
finals
2-2, yeah.
with the big three down there.
So I mean, yeah, they're gonna be good. Obviously, they're gonna be good, but I don't think it means crown them. If you're gonna crown them, crown their ass. But I don't think you should crown them yet, dude. I mean, it's way too early. It's an 82 game season, and then it's what? It's they have to win 16 games after that. It's not an automatic championship. So I think people need to chill and just kind of wait it out, because I don't think it's gonna be all flowers and puppy dogs in Golden State for the next however long KD and Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Klay Thompson and Steve Kerr are together and Andre
Yeah,
Iguodala, you know
no,
what I
not
mean?
at all. Not at all. I mean, and I know I mentioned this to you earlier. It's kind of like the Yankees. Like the Yankees used to just throw around money at all the best players and try and buy championships. And it's kind of proven over time that that doesn't work anymore. You have teams like the Cardinals, the Giants, the freaking Kansas City Royals that have won World Series since the Yankees last won. So it's I know it's a totally different sport, but I think it's kind of the same concept that I feel things will balance out over time. Like they absolutely should be the favorite for the championship, but that doesn't by all like by any stretch of the imagination mean you should just give it to them right now and forfeit the season.
Yeah, seriously.
But other than those two things, I think it is time to go into the Jazz. And we have our first listener question. And if you have any questions, please post them down in the comments. You can email them to me. I'll actually put my email in the description. So if you have any questions or anything you would like us to talk about, please put them there or shoot me an email at BrianGonzalez21@gmail.com, and we will get to those. But our first question comes from Todd Nelson. Todd wants us to talk about, well, he doesn't want us to necessarily, whatever. I just butchered that. He would like to know what we think of Gordon Hayward, his impending free agency next summer. He thinks it's kind of a foregone conclusion that Hayward leaves, and he wants to know what the Jazz need and or have done to keep him. Drew, what do you think?
All right.
Hayward's free agency.
So, Gordy, Commissioner Gordon, who
Why doesn't he
we.
get called it? Everyone calls him G Time. I know I'm interrupting. We're going way off base. The commission, like,
He
he
needs to
should
be
have
called
your
Commissioner
nickname.
Gordon.
We should straighten this out right now. The reason I called Drew the commissioner,
Oh, yeah.
I met Drew through a friend, and he is our fantasy football commissioner. So that's why he's the commissioner. Anyway, Commissioner Gordon is a freaking comic book character, and he's amazing. Okay? Commissioner Gordon should be Gordon Hayward's nickname. It shouldn't be G-Time. I know he likes that, but it should be Commissioner Gordon. It just should.
No, I fully agree, and I would really appreciate if everyone would take on that nickname and start applying it in your daily life. Just start calling him Commissioner Gordon. Anytime you need to bring up Gordon Hayward, don't call him Gordon Hayward. Call him Commissioner Gordon. I mean, it's right. I mean, the guy likes video games, you know?
And he's the leader of the Jazz, so that works too.
Yeah, he's leader of the Jazz. I mean, it just fits, all right? So just do it. All right, but okay.
Take this lesson and apply it to your daily life.
Yeah. So Commissioner Gordon. All right. So this guy has been here for 7 years, and we've watched him grow, both as a player. We've seen him grow physically. We've seen him grow with his family, and it's been awesome, dude. And,
by the way, congratulations on the new baby.
Oh yeah, Gordon. New baby last week, right?
New member of Jazz Nation. Yes.
Wow. Yeah. And what it boils down to is the threat of Brad Stevens, I think, and the team that they're kind of building over there, which, yeah, they added Al Horford. Okay, they added Al Horford, and they're talking about maybe signing Blake Griffin or maybe signing Russell Westbrook. I always say Brian Westbrook. Russell Westbrook.
Eagles. Yeah. Eagles running back legend. Yeah. I love Brian Westbrook.
But let's be honest, all right? So the reason why the Jazz needed to do is they needed to bring in pieces to take the load off of Commissioner Gordon's shoulders. And I feel like they did that this offseason. They brought in George Hill. They brought in Joe Johnson. They brought in Boris Diaw. They brought in these vets who have more time in the league, who have more experience than Gordon, who have more playoff experience than Gordon, and they can kind of alleviate some of that pressure off of him. I mean, the dude, he didn't miss a game last season, did he?
Yeah, he did. I think he missed.
Was it like it wasn't?
He played 70-something games. He hasn't missed the entire time he's been in the league. He hasn't missed a significant stretch of time.
Yeah, and I mean, for the past, what, 2-3 years, all the weight has been on his shoulders. I mean, he hasn't really had a bench. He's been having to deal with all these injuries. And I think it gets to a point where it's like, all right, what are we doing here? I mean, when are we going to bring in people? When are you going to start showing me that you want to be a contender? When are you going to start showing me that you want to win? Because I feel like at the end of the day, that's all that Gordon wants. I don't think he cares about the lights. I don't think he cares about the city. I think at the end of the day, the dude just wants to win. And I mean, you see that in the way he plays video games, dude. Did you read that article about how competitive he is with video games? And like how he makes sure that his video game clan is like always on top of things. And if they're not, then he kicks them out. the dude wants to win. And I feel like the Jazz need to show him that they're making those strides and that they're not just trying to bank off the draft. They've had a great time with the draft. They've been plucking these players that are turning out and developing, but at the same time, you need to bring in free agents that are going to alleviate that pressure. And I feel like that's all Gordon wants. I obviously don't know. I'm not like his buddy, but I feel like he's a winner and he wants to win. And if you're going to win by giving him a supporting cast to where he doesn't have to go in every single game where all eyes are on him, making sure that he is playing at the top of his game, where not necessarily that he can like slack off or not play as good or play as well, but if he has an off night, it's not like, well, Gordon's playing like crap, guess the game's over. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You kind of took the words out of my mouth. I'm searching for words. He, all I feel, just wants to start winning because he's been him and I believe Favors are the only ones kind of really left from the era when the Jazz went to the playoffs and
they got dumped on by the Spurs.
Yeah, absolutely. 2013. Massacred by the Spurs. So we had that one taste. After that, it's been a complete rebuild, and he's been there the whole time. And he's been the guy for the last, 2, 3 years since we traded, or didn't even trade, since we let Al Jefferson and Paul Millsap go. He's been the guy. And it's not like he's had a ton of help. I mean, I understand Derek's become a really, really nice player, but then at the same time, he's had some injury problems. And so all the weight's been on him the whole time. And I think he just wants some help. He wants to turn that corner. And now everyone says Boston is such a threat because of Brad Stevens. People need to understand, he's been here like a lot longer than he was at Butler. And I understand he grew up in Indiana. Boston's not Indiana. He can
Wait,
still be
wait,
boy.
wait.
What?
Boston
What?
is Indiana?
Yes.
Oh,
Dude, look at a map.
okay.
Gosh. Okay, and I get he's boys with Brad Stevens. He can still be boys with Brad Stevens and play for the Jazz. I think he has no intention of leaving. I think the Jazz have made huge strides, obviously, because we think they're going to be major playoff contenders. And the front office has given him no reason to leave. When his name was getting floated around by that freaking jackass of a reporter who had zero substance behind it on draft day for trades, he reportedly was just super upset about it because he really cares about what us, the fans, think of him and his image in Utah. He doesn't want to. I think he saw the Deron Williams thing happen, and I think that's the last thing he wants. So I see no reason for him to leave. Absolutely none. I mean, if things fall off the rails this year, which is highly unlikely, then maybe. But I see no reason for him to leave.
If, when it comes down to Gordon, the guy has a wife and kids now. I mean, and it's not like this. I'm not gonna. He actually like is all. He's always posting about his wife. He's always posting about his kids. The dude's a family guy. I mean, rather than going out and clubbing in a city, he would rather be up in his base or in his basement or upstairs playing League of Legends. And last I
Drew,
checked,
Drew, Drew.
what?
Their clubs in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Where are they?
I mean,
Do you have to like know a guy? Know a guy that knows a guy to get into
but
somewhere?
secret clubs
Yeah.
for secret clubs, but not like real clubs.
Can we kind of put that to rest? I get that Salt Lake isn't LA, but it's not like there's nothing to do.
Yeah, but that's the thing though, is he doesn't. He's not a partier. He's not a guy that needs to go out
Yeah,
and.
that's not his style.
He would he's just as happy being at home playing video games and just chilling out, dude. He can do that
Yeah.
anywhere. When
We
it
need
comes
that.
down with Gordon, all that dude wants to do is win basketball games. And I mean, I mean, just make the playoffs, dude. The guy, the last experience he had with the playoffs, he got his face smashed in by the Spurs. I mean, it was so embarrassing and terrible. I mean, and like to go, how long has it been? 4 years since then? It'll be 5 by the time they actually make the playoffs next year. Like, that's a long time to get absolutely thrashed and not be able to go back and make a statement and say, you know, that wasn't an absolute like truth. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to go in and show these guys that I can actually compete in the NBA and I'm going to lead my team to make a run. You know what I mean? And
Yeah,
that's all the dude
absolutely.
wants.
And the guy has been through a ton. He went through the entire Tyrone Corbin era.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you got to remember, he played for Jerry Sloan, and then the entire Tyrone Corbin era, which is just a gigantic waste of time and space. I feel like it should be deleted from the history of the Jazz books. It was that bad.
Don't get me started on Tyrone Corbin.
No, let's not go there. But I Gordon Hayward should stay. Like, it makes sense to stay. I think he wants to stay. I just think he wants to be able to compete. And the Jazz have given him the tools to do that. So
Yeah.
moving on. Thank you very much, Todd Nelson, for the question. Keep them coming.
Thanks, Todd. You're one stand-up guy.
Yeah, what a good dude. If you have any questions, again, please just let us know in the comments, or you can shoot me an email. Again, I'll have that in the description of this podcast, so you can shoot those over to us, and we'll get to them. Moving on to the next Jazz topic. This week, Rudy Gobert announced that he is going to play for France in the Rio Olympics. And I was hoping he wouldn't, but he's going to. I get it, because the guy obviously loves to play for his country. I think it's something totally different for people not in the U.S., like for players not in the U.S. to play for their country. Because in the U.S., it's like, you know, take your pick of who you want to go. In other countries, it's pretty clear-cut who is the best players. And so I think the players take a lot of pride in that. Like, Tony Parker plays all the time for France. You know, Pau Gasol, Marc Gasol, they always play for Spain. It's a different beast than playing for the USA for these guys. So I absolutely wish them luck. I think everybody should, like, whatever good luck charm you need, just pick it up. And not just for Rudy. There's actually going to be four Jazz players playing in the Olympics. You have Rudy Gobert for France, Boris Diaw for France, Raul Neto for Brazil, and Joe Ingles for the Aussies. The Aussie Boomers. I wish all those guys luck. That's a lot of players to be playing basketball before the season.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's just basketball, but, you know, shit happens. It makes you worried. And the problem with the Rio Olympics is you don't just worry about the basketball. There's all the there's all the other shenanigans that are happening. There's body parts floating up on beaches. There's the Zika virus. There's all this crap going on.
You mean the water that's really diarrhea?
It's basically diarrhea. It's 98% diarrhea.
When the person who is the, I don't know, governor, when the lead official of Rio de Janeiro says there's a really high possibility that this Olympics is going to be a major failure.
It already is.
Like, why even
Brazil is bankrupt. They're having to get handouts from people just to finish stuff. And there's odds are they're not, like, everything's not going to be done.
Well, and you have this police strike where the police are saying they're not going to come help, and then it's just, yeah.
I think the police in Brazil really got decimated that one time when Paul Walker and Vin Diesel drove through Rio de Janeiro with a safe.
Paul Walker, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Paul Walker, but that was a fantastic movie.
Dude, I just worry, especially after Dante gets hurt in what was like a benefit game. Skin in it or something.
No, it wasn't like in a tournament, but it was a friendly for.
Yeah, it was like a benefit.
It was like an exhibition game. Yeah, like, it was an exhibition.
When you have your dude who has all this promise and all this potential go down, it sucks big time. I think the problem is I'm still kind of sore from Dante, so now I'm just like overly cautious when I see this dude, Rudy Gobert, who slid majorly in the draft. Well, he didn't slide, but no one picked him up in the draft. And he's been a force, and he's been a core to the team, and he has just this edge that is you can't buy Rudy's edge. And then you send him to the Olympics, and I just worry, and I just don't want anything to happen to Rudy.
Because I was about to get to that. Do you think if what happened to Dante didn't happen, we would be as cautious? I mean, we obviously would be, because there are so many players that were just like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah,
going to Brazil.
Yeah.
When in years past that wasn't the case, but I feel like the whole situation in Brazil is just making people go, you know what? I'm good.
Is it even worth it? I mean, I see. Okay, here's the deal. And I get it, you know, and I even get it for international basketball players. I get it. But, like, I don't know why any dude in the United States would ever want to go play basketball in the Olympics. I mean, if you're a runner or if you're a gymnast or you're I don't know what else, like a weightlifter, you know what I mean? Or like a
Olympic
rower.
sports.
I know, yeah,
Olympic sports,
Olympic
yeah.
sports, that's like the pinnacle. Like that's where you
Exactly,
go.
yes.
That's what you want.
That is your tournament. That is
Yeah.
your goal.
And I get that. I totally get that. But for an NBA player, especially when you're from the US, it's like, dude, I'd rather just win a championship. You know what I mean? I mean, a gold medal, that'd be cool, but I'd rather have, you know, a championship instead of
It
a
did
gold
become a
medal.
thing in the US when, in it wasn't in
When
Sydney, it
they
was the
trend.
Olympics. It was the Olympics after Sydney. I can't remember what that was. When we got like the bronze, when we'd obviously kind of fell
Yeah,
off.
they lost, yeah.
And it became this thing. It was the 2004 Olympics that we got the bronze. So 2008 was like the whole redeem team thing.
Yeah.
Like we got to put USA basketball back on top, which we did, and we've dominated ever since. It's like it's not really even that close.
Yeah, but
But now it's getting to a point where, all right, we're obviously the best.
and then when you throw in political un well, not political unrest, but just like,
What is political unrest?
yeah,
Brazil is broken.
when you throw in a political unrest, when you throw in Zika virus, when you throw in facilities that aren't even ready yet, when you throw in all this other stuff, I mean, I feel like the scale's tilting all the way
Yes.
over to, I'll just work out in California this summer, you
Yeah.
know, rather than
Yeah.
going to Rio.
Absolutely. So I absolutely 1,000% respect Rudy's decision.
Yeah.
I wish him well. I wish him kind of good luck because I want the USA to win, obviously. In fact, I hope they play super, super well and they lose to the US in the championship by 1 point. And they get the silver medal. We'll give
Well, what
Rudy the
about
silver
Howell
medal.
then? And Joe. You're
Howell
gonna
can
Joe
get
you're gonna do Joe like that, dude?
No,
You have to pick one of.
Howell and Joe can play each other in the bronze medal game. How about that?
But that means one of them doesn't get a medal, and that means you're singling one of them out.
You can't win them all.
Well, all right. I mean, if you wish that ill will on a Jazz player,
I'm not wishing ill will. I'm giving him a shot.
you don't
I'm
want him
giving him a
to.
shot.
All right.
Okay?
I'll let that
There's
stand.
not enough
Okay.
medals to go around. They don't give out participation medals yet at the Olympics.
Yeah, but
Yet.
knowing
I'm just
when we're
waiting for
probably
the
like
special
50,
category.
they're gonna have like aluminum medals or
Oh
something.
my gosh. Here's your certificate, sir.
Yeah, and they're gonna have everyone like lined up like next to the pedestals or whatever,
No,
the podiums.
they're gonna get rid
Oh
of the
yeah, they'll get rid
podiums
of the
because
podiums. Just
everyone's on a level playing field.
exactly. There you go. And they're not gonna present. Everyone's just gonna get a certificate, and they'll just get the medals in the mail. They won't give them the medals in front of everybody, just so people don't feel sad.
Thing is with Rudy is if you tried to put Rudy on that top one, I'd be like, nah, just let him stand on the ground. He'll still
Yeah.
be as tall as the other guys.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Good luck, Rudy. Good
good
luck,
luck, Rudy,
Joe,
Joe,
Howell,
Howell,
Boris.
Boris. Yes, absolutely. Good luck in Brazil.
Come back healthy.
Yeah, please don't stray to the beaches. Don't go anywhere, in fact.
Have you heard where their hotel? This is kind of cool, though. Have you heard where what their hotel is?
No.
It's just like a giant boat in the middle of like the ocean.
So they are so sketched out that they're like, we're gonna actually just
It's
completely
like a
isolate
half.
you.
It's like
We're
a
gonna put
halfway
you.
at. It's a halfway commitment to actually
Yeah.
being there. It's like we're kind of here, but I mean, if things are wrong, we'll be on a boat and
Yeah.
then we'll go to like
We can
we'll
get out
like
of
go down to
here
Uruguay or
immediately.
something or
It's
Paraguay,
out.
whatever it's
They're
close.
basically putting him on Alcatraz, but just way more comfortable.
Yeah. That's funny. But I mean, yeah, good
Wow,
luck.
what a freaking mess, dude.
Well, did you hear that like the Olympic rowers, or I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was like trials or something, but they were in Rio and they said it was just really dirty water, but then they actually went and looked and
No,
it was
it's like
raw
back.
sewage.
Yeah. No, the so yeah, no, exactly. I mean, Mike and Mike has been on this since like the beginning. Where the rowing competitions is like where the sewage runoff is. And
Oh.
it's horrible. The fact that the Olympic Committee decided to go there is just disgraceful. And it shows how bad it is. I get that, like, FIFA just got taken down. The Olympic Committee needs to meet to be next, and then the NCAA.
The NCAA.
FBI, can you actually do your job, please? Forget the other stuff. Go after the Olympic Committee and the NCAA. Goodness gracious. We've, again, Drew and Brian on sports that has nothing to do with the Jazz on a
Yeah.
Jazz podcast.
Once again, taking that tangent,
Where are we?
but
We're so
we're
lost right now. We need to pull over and ask
no.
for directions.
It's just we started talking about the giant boat, and then we started talking about poo water, and then it just all went to poo ricochet
Straight
from
poo
there.
water. That's what the Olympics are going to be. So, Rudy,
Straight poo
Howell,
water.
Joe, enjoy the poo water. Don't enjoy the poo water. Just stay away.
Just stay away. Just hang out on your boat. Oh, they're not even going to be on the U.S. boat. I wonder where they're going to stay, dude. I hope they have a boat like
Oh, so
parked next to the U.S. boat.
that's not even like all the athletes. That's just the US.
Yeah, it was just the U.S. athletes that are doing that boat thing.
Is it all the
No,
US?
well, they were just saying,
Or is it just the basketball team? Dwayne Wade or whoever's
no.
on the team is bringing their yacht down.
Yeah, like Chris Paul's leaving like right now to go down to
They
Rio.
sent it down a month ago, dude. They
That's
fly in and
funny.
they just chill.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure they were saying on the radio that it's going to be the Olympic, like the Olympic athletes, the U.S. Olympic athletes are going to be on a boat
Did they
in the middle
like
of the ocean, in the middle of the ocean.
Is there entrance music for the opening ceremonies going to be I'm on a Boat by Adam Sandberg? What is that? What's their group name?
Lonely Island.
Lonely Island. Yeah, is that going to be their entrance music for the opening ceremonies?
And everyone comes on wearing Sperry's and like a, what are those, like twill
Flippy
hats or
floppies.
whatever. Yeah,
Swim.
dude.
I got my swim trunks and my flippy
With
floppies.
just towels around their neck, dude, and then they just don't go swimming.
And well,
Oh,
yeah.
they can
And
go
the
swimming on the
hazmat. No, they're
pool
going to
in
have
the
a gas
boat.
mask on too.
Oh my gosh.
Potentially hazmat suits.
Poor Rio.
They
Poor
shouldn't have got
Rio.
it in the first place, but I'm amazed it's going through anyway.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Olympics, August 5th. Tune in to see what kind of shenanigans happen.
Do you remember Sochi, dude? Do you remember how funny the
Sochi.
Sochi or Sochi, whatever the Olympics were? All the memes that were coming out of how like the facilities weren't ready, the hotels weren't ready, like all this stuff was broken or janky,
All the stray dogs?
and all the stray dogs that were everywhere. I
Well,
mean,
apparently a ton of US, like, or not just US, but a ton of athletes like adopted the stray dogs.
oh, that's cool, dude. Bring them home.
That's all that jazz for you today.
Yeah.
10% jazz, 30% US Olympics, and what is the rest? 60% shenanigans.
Yeah.
Welcome to all that jazz.
All that shenanigans. It's the new name of the show.
Yes, sir. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes. Give us a rate, please. We would greatly appreciate it. Tell a friend also. And we will be back with another podcast. I don't know, sometime soon. It's the summer. We'll do it, when there's enough to talk about. So, thank you so much for tuning in. We will catch you next time on All That Jazz.